Before Adolf Hitler ever dreamed of conquering Russia and all of Europe, he was a struggling art student in Vienna. A new show at the Williams College Museum of Art in Massachusetts examines Hitler's early years in the imperial capital and the lessons of grand gesture and architecture he learned there. Karen Michelle reports.
Understanding what made Hitler, Hitler, was much more than an academic interest for Deborah Rothschild, curator of Prelude to a Nightmare, Hitler's Early Years in Vienna.
I don't have any aunts, uncles, cousins, or grandparents because of the Holocaust, and I used to ask my parents, who are now dead, but I used to ask them about Hitler, who was he, and they always would just say he was evil, and that somehow wasn't enough for me.
Rothschild set out to show the sensibility that Adolf Hitler absorbed in Vienna in the early 1900s, and later reconceived in his quest for an Aryan nation.
Nothing was original. He took every idea, sometimes lifted verbatim from what he had encountered as a young man.
Hitler first visited Vienna in 1906. He was dazzled by the grand architecture and monuments, the opulent celebrations. Adolf Hitler wanted, more than anything, to be an artist. The young man traveled to Vienna from his home in Linz on the Austro-German border, seeking admission to art school. He was rejected twice.
And you can't help think, if only.
Curator Deborah Rothschild wishes Adolf Hitler's portfolio had matched his ambitions.
All he wanted was respectability and to be a respected artist. Had he gotten in, he tried twice, had he gotten in, I don't think Hitler would have happened.
Adolf Hitler moved to Vienna in 1908. He spent time homeless and later lived in a shelter for men. In 1925, in Mein Kampf, he wrote, "Vienna was and remained for me the hardest, though most thorough, school of my life. I had set foot in this town while still a boy, and I left it a man. In it, I attained the foundation for a philosophy in general, and a political view in particular, which later I only needed to supplement in detail, but which never left me." The exhibition Prelude to a Nightmare includes giant photo murals of Vienna as it looked then, the Vienna where Hitler attended Richard Wagner's operas. He knew them by heart. Lohengrin and Der Meistersinger were favorites. Videos in the show give a glimpse of how Hitler reinterpreted what he experienced.
What it shows is the important role that art played in National Socialism. As a political movement, as an attempt to change society, to change history, ultimately.
Thomas Kohut is dean of the faculty and a professor of German history at Williams College. He's also a psychoanalyst.
The Nazis were very interested in not just changing what people did, but most of all changing what they were, how they thought, how they felt, how they looked at the world. There was the notion that one of the ways one transformed what was inside people's heads, one of the most effective ways to do that was through art. And therefore, art played an enormously important role in the way the Nazis presented their message.
Along with picture postcards of Hitler in oratorical poses and high fashion uniforms, the exhibition at the Williams College Museum of Art shows drawings he made for Nazi medals, flag standards, posters, and emblems, paired with his inspirations. Props and set designs he'd seen at the Austrian Court Opera. Curator Deborah Rothschild.
And he also learned from stagecraft. He knew how to stage himself. He went to the opera rather than eat, and he knew lighting. He knew all of that stuff. He was a real student of it. He would see the same opera 10 and 15 times, and he learned.
More unsettling than the exhibition's images from theater and political pomp are the anti-Semitic posters and screeds that precede Hitler's rise to power. They are paired with his later reenactments as real-life scenarios.
This is a poster by Georg Schirnerer, the founder of the Pan-German movement in the 1890s, who Hitler really idolized. And he published what are called Politische Bilderbögen in the 1890s, and they were still circulating in the early 1910s and 20s. And this one is called In the 20th Century, and it shows the Jew-free world in the first register and the world ruled by Jews in the second register. And, for example, you notice that part of the Jew-free world has Jews lynched on a gallows. And you could see in 1945, and this picture is nearly identical. So what he predicted, in a sense, came true.
Rothschild points to a 5-by-7-inch black and white photograph identified as executions, hanging of Jewish men.
And this is another one that I find so important because it says, out with the Jewish press, they poison the spirit and kill German thinking. And you see these little gnome-like figures of Jews injecting bad thoughts and pouring them into the head of this reader. So many speeches talk about this idea of being poisoned with Jewish thinking and how it's infecting.
And though Hitler was infected with a passion for high art, he knew he couldn't force all Germans to share that love. Professor Thomas Kohut says Hitler adapted.
One of the things to remember about the National Socialists was that they were very much populists. Nazi culture was very much designed to resonate with ordinary people. Not to be a kind of elitist enterprise that appealed to a very narrow class of intellectuals, but rather works that resonated with ordinary human beings that they could understand, that they could appreciate, and that could in fact ultimately even influence them.
Perhaps nothing in the exhibition is more chilling than one small card.
This is a Christmas greeting. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And on the back of the postcard is a stamp, Jews get out.
For curator Deborah Rothschild, putting together the exhibition finally answered the questions that her parents would not.
We tend to think that anyone who could love beauty and respond to beauty would not be evil, that nobility and goodness go hand in hand with the love of art and beauty, but that's not true.
Prelude to a Nightmare, Art, Politics, and Hitler's Early Years in Vienna, 1906 to 1913, is at the Williams College Museum of Art in Massachusetts. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.